The president holding his first news conference post-election today, and no shortage of topics from the fiscal cliff to the Petraeus scandal to changes in the president's cabinet. Joining us live is CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes. Anything going on, Nancy?
Yes, I'm sure that this was not the layout that he was hoping for when he scheduled his first post-election news conference. A lot of us wondered why he didn't do it one or two days after the election, which is pretty typical for presidents who win re-election. Maybe now the White House is hoping that they had done that to get it out of the way before all this Petraeus news broke.
Well, it's crazy, though. He's not only going to be asked about Petraeus, he's going to be asked about Libya, and there are some who are attempting to link the two.
Right, and there are still people who want to know more about what exactly he was doing during the hours of the Benghazi attack. What did he order? What did he know? It's still very fuzzy. What he was doing, during the 7 hours or so when this attack was taking place, he's going to be asked about the fiscal cliff. Is he really willing to let all the Bush tax cuts expire for everyone if they don't get a deal? And he's going to be asked about his cabinet. Petraeus is not the only person who's now vacating his post. Hillary Clinton is set to leave as Secretary of State. Timothy Geithner is set to leave as Treasury Secretary. So there are a lot of openings and people wondering who's going to fill them.
And depending on who he selects to fill some of these positions, he invites either more animosity from Republicans or less. And it appears when it comes to replacing Hillary Clinton, he's up to the fight.
That's right. The White House signaled yesterday that UN Ambassador Susan Rice is still their top pick to replace Hillary Clinton. You'll recall she drew fire from Republicans because 5 days after the Benghazi attacks, she went on all the Sunday shows and said that according to the best evidence they have right now, that it appears that this was a spontaneous attack that wasn't planned and that was a reaction to the video that caused so much anger throughout the Middle East. Well, that later turned out not to be quite true. Republicans implied that she was hiding something. What the White House said was, this is the best information we were getting from the CIA at the time. Obviously, this was an evolving situation. Still a lot of controversy over that. And there are some Republicans on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, notably John McCain and Lindsey Graham, who are saying right now that they will do everything they can to block her nomination. So the White House kind of put up a trial balloon yesterday to see just how entrenched the opposition is to her nomination.
Nancy, is there any reason to feel optimistic about the talks on the fiscal cliff, avoiding the fiscal cliff?
Well, I think you hear more notes about compromise than you have in the past from Capitol Hill. And everyone's saying, that this election did matter and that while Republicans certainly aren't going to roll over, that they do want to work with the president and that the president wants to strike a deal with them. Now, I haven't heard many on the Republican side say that they're willing to sort of give in on what the president is saying is his line in the sand on raising taxes on Americans and making more than $250,000 a year. And I also haven't heard Democrats saying, in exchange, we're willing to look at big changes to entitlements. So I think we haven't seen where the rubber meets the road here yet, and we'll get a better picture after Friday when the president meets with congressional leaders from both sides and they sort of set out a framework for discussions over the next 7 weeks, which is all they have to try to come to a deal on this.
Well, so much for your opportunity to get a little vacation and relaxing time.
I know.
Thanks, Nancy. Always great having you with
us. Thank you so much.
CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes.